ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరాం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతోచయాముదీరయే నష్టప్రాయేష్ భద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవతి ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టికే. హరే కృష్ణ. సుషీన్ రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 11 చాప్టర్ 18 డిస్క్రిప్షన్ ఆఫ్ వర్ణాశ్రమ ధర్మ టెక్స్ 35. అద్యాశ్రేష్టాన్ ఉతాపరం అద్యాశ్రేష్టముతాపరం తథా వాసస్తథా శయ్యాం తథా వాసస్తథా శయ్యాం ప్రాప్తం ప్రాప్తం భజేన్మునిం ప్రాప్తం ప్రాప్తం భజేన్మునిం యదృచ్ఛయోపపన్నన్నం అద్యాశ్రేష్టాం ఉతాపరం తథా వాసస్తథా శయ్యాం ప్రాప్తం ప్రాప్తం భజేన్మునిం యదృచ్ఛయోపప్రన్నన్నం అద్యాశ్రేష్టాం ఉతాపరం తథా వాసస్తథా శయ్యాం ప్రాప్తం ప్రాప్తం భజేన్మునిం.
Yes, sir.
yadruchaya of its own accord, upapanna acquired, annam food, adyad he should eat, sreshtam first class, ute uta or aparam low class, tatha similarly, vasa clothing, tatha similarly, shayam bedding, praptam praptam, whatever is automatically obtained, bhajet should accept, muni the sage. Translation and purport. Translation. A sage should accept the food, clothing and bedding, be they of excellent or inferior quality, that come of their own accord. Purport. Sometimes excellent, sumptuous food will come without endeavor, and at other times, tasteless food appears. A sage should not become happily excited when a sumptuous plate is brought to him, nor should he angrily refuse ordinary food that comes of its own accord. If no food comes at all, as mentioned in the previous words, one must endeavor to avoid starvation. From these verses, it appears that even a saintly sage must have a good dose of common sense. Hare Krishna. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namini. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatyatishatarini. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayati Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvishe Namaha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatvate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namosati Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Krishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Kaurabhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So welcome everyone to this morning's Srimad Bhagavatam class. So in this verse, Lord Krishna is continuing to explain Uddhava, the duties of Varnashram Dharma. People, those who try to follow the life of Varnashram Dharma, There are various stages, and in all these various stages, how one should try to develop one's consciousness. That is explained here. And in life, various types of situation we have to face. Sometimes there may be pleasant situations. Sometimes there may be unpleasant situations. Sometimes successful. Sometimes failure. Sometimes honor. Sometimes dishonor. Sometimes one is given good food. Sometimes one may not receive good food. So how one should maintain one's consciousness in all those phases and be grateful to the Lord. In that way one will be able to come to that stage of seeing everything equally. This is austerity. The austerity of the mind, to remain satisfied. Mana prasada, saumyatvam. So maunam atma vinigraha. Lot of guidelines are given by Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, that how one must regulate the mind. His mind is very turbulent, chanchal. Chanchalami mana Krishna, pramathi balavad drudam. It doesn't accept things positively. Whatever Lord is giving, it doesn't accept things positively. There is always some point to find faults or crib. Mind is cribbing. Why this happened to me? Why I'm not getting sufficient, more and more? This is not sufficient for me. So this is the remedy for regulating the mind. And here especially Lord is giving the example of the gross things, food, clothing, beddings, these are the gross comforts of the body. Annamai kosh. One should maintain one's body properly. And how much is necessary? That everyone has to decide. Everyone must understand their basic needs of the body. And one should have complete faith in the mercy of the Lord, that Lord has supplied, now He will supply, tomorrow also He will supply, day after tomorrow He will supply, after 1 year He will supply. Lord is supplying food to all living entities, be the animals, birds, small insects, ants we see on the ground, aquatics, trees, they need water, elephants, big elephants in the jungle, how they get their food? Lord has made all arrangements. So we don't have to worry so much about the basic needs, food. But when one is in the gross bodily identification, we see the problems in the society are happening because of too much of bodily concept of I have my needs and I don't know whether those needs will be fulfilled in the future. So I try to stop more and more things. And in this way we can see that there is enough in this material world for everyone's need, but not for one's greed. When somebody is the bodily conception of life, he forgets that he is not this material body, he is a spirit soul. There are different needs of the soul. And one has to live in harmony with the nature, not take too much or does not eat at all. This yoga is not possible for one who eats too much or one who does not eat at all. There has to be proper balance. Then one can practice this process very comfortably. There will not be any anxiety. Now the anxiety is coming because maybe there is limited food, and if I go late, I will not get, others will take it, so I should run and grab more and keep it for the next meal, without realizing that there are, you know, some people are hungry, right? So this kind of imbalance is happening. I'm just giving a small examples. On a bigger scale, if we look at the world, entire thing, microscopic level, there is a huge imbalance in the society. And it is because of lack of Krishna consciousness. They have forgotten that Lord will supply the food, basic needs He will give. We don't have to worry so much about it. So therefore, these guidelines, these principles, what Lord is giving, have tremendous power. It is not just some basic revelation or austerity of the body. It has a deeper connection with the entire world. Because how we react, how we think, how we perform our activities in our regular day-to-day life have a lot of impact on the external world and even in our own consciousness. So this is a deeper science one needs to realize, that there is a some deeper understanding one has to develop in this human form of life. And in that way one will be able to practice this process proper. And therefore, here all these regulations are given. All these rules and regulations are given. Some may appear to be external. There are a lot of external austerities have been explained. One should practice very severely, take bath in the cold water, stay in the sunshine, and tolerate that heat. That kind of things have been given earlier in the earlier verses. And these all things are given to transcend this bodily concept, to understand that we are something higher than this body. These bodily needs are basic. Lord will supply. And one has to live harmony with the nature. So therefore, those things have been given. And after explaining that, the Lord also explains that even practicing those strict vows of vanaprasthasram, tapasya, one may be able to reach to the planet of Maharloka. And from there one has to develop more attachment to the hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord. Then one will be elevated to the spiritual world. So there are different levels of consciousness at various planets. And on this earthly planet it's like a very balanced situation where one can understand, one can practice to reach to that highest level of Krishna consciousness. And therefore Lord comes personally, He gives guidelines. Sometimes He sends His bona fide representatives who will give the guidelines to practice this lifestyle, how it can be more practical in our life. They give some guidelines, and if we practice that, we can live in a higher level of consciousness. And this basic need of the food is everyone's basic need is their food. And Srila Prabhupada, we can see that how he very nicely doted that in Krishna consciousness by giving us Krishna prasadam. The food should be offered to the Lord first, and then one should take that prasadam culture. Srila Prabhupada has brought it. So it is not just a strict theological society where only discussions are happening, where lot of intellectuals are coming and just discussing very heavy philosophy. It becomes sometimes very heavy. Therefore we need prasadam to digest that philosophy. And Srila Prabhupada has very properly balanced it. Hearing, chanting, prasadam, feasting. Chanting, dancing, feasting. Simple. So that way one can practice it very easily. And in the beginning, philosophy is not easy to understand. Right? Many of us, we came in the beginning because of prasadam, Hare Krishna prasadam. There is prasadam distribution and it was very tasty and we liked that and we took more servings. And that's how some of the Lord has been very merciful. So now one has to give that mercy to others. And therefore this prasadam culture is so important. That one has to share with each other. The basic thing is to share. Not just take a big plate and eat. That is just one. Only my plate is important. Other is starving, that I don't care. It's not like that. His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, he gave a lot of instructions to brahmacharis. And one thing he has established in this temple is honoring prasadam together. That we should honor prasadam together. That is the culture he established. And we see that how it has helped to so many brahmacharis to come together and take prasadam. At least one meal in a day, one should come, every whole family should come together and take prasadam. That kind of consciousness he has given. That is not seen anywhere around. It's unfortunate. Prabhupada will be very happy if this culture expands more, taking prasadam together in the organization. So he has tried so much. So many times there had been so many revolutions and discussions and changes. But he said, no, we should take prasadam together. In fact, he said that take 3 times a day. In the beginning, in the very beginning, there was only 2 times. Because there were not sufficient resources and we had different standard we were following. But he said, no, we should, why brahmachari should be so much austere? Their basic needs are there, they should take prasadam together. And he made that. And he said that if you don't take together, I will not come. So how much he emphasized that we should take prasadam together. And that shows a unity. That will make the bonding more strong. It is not just an external ritual. Sometimes externally we have to organize certain things. The main purpose is to go more deeper, to become more internal, to understand each other's needs, to serve each other. So that is the more internal consciousness one needs to develop. Otherwise, if one is judging on the external platform, then one will think, oh, why is sitting next to me? Why is eating so much? Those kind of faults we may find. Because the mind is rebellious all the time. Mind will rebel and try to defy any system, good system. So therefore, there are enough faults one can find. But if one is keeping the focus on the higher principles, there are higher principles. There may be little austerity coming together. Even for the morning sadhana, so much emphasis is given that every morning devotee should come together, chant our rounds together, hear Srimad Bhagavatam together, take prasadam together, chant and dance together. That way that subtle bonding should develop. And it's like an army of the Krishna's soldiers, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's soldiers. They have to be strong within. If Radhanath Maharaj was telling once that there may be difference of opinion between 2 soldiers. Somebody may be eating in a particular way and having some kind of habits. So they may find faults with each other. But when they are fighting against the enemy, then those differences should vanish. They should not think that, oh, why his soldier is standing next to me? He's not doing things properly. I do the things. I will push him aside and I will go front. That's not the proper way of unity. So there has to be found the higher principles one has to unite. One has to come together, even there may be some personal inconveniences. So that is what is necessary. So therefore all these rituals or the externals should bring us to the internal level. If one is just externally judging, one will find faults. One will think that it is not sufficient. What Lord is giving is not sufficient. Or there may be so many issues like that one may create within the temples and between the temples. There are enough things to find faults. But one has to go to the higher level. One has to see that, just see the nice devotee, good qualities. How he is so nicely serving. So, how is serving the wonderful mission of Srila Prabhupada. So in that way, one can remain on the higher level of consciousness. So therefore, sharing the basic things, what Radhanath Maharaj has taught, Kunti's wisdom, once he was telling the Brahmacharis, Kunti's wisdom, that you should share with each other. Whatever you get, you should share. Food, prasadam or gross, some comforts, these are the gross things. That one should share. If I get somebody give some extra prasadam, you should come and share with your god brothers, your brahmacharis. It's not that I should take and I will only take after 1 or 2 days. One should share, develop that family bonding. That is on a very gross level. Then he told the more subtle level. He told that even if you become successful in your preaching efforts, you should share that with your other god brothers. It's not that only my success, I have become successful preacher. One should be grateful to all our god brothers. That it is because of their sacrifices I am able to go in the front. So that kind of dependency one should develop. One should be grateful to each other. That is, just see, they are staying in the temple, doing menial service, and maybe I have given this privilege of going in the front, giving big, big talks. But there is somebody who is humbly serving in the temple and doing menial services. So many ways one has to go deeper and see. One should be grateful. And when that success comes, one should be very gratefully sharing with that god brothers, thanking them for what they have been doing. And in that way one will become more empowered. Otherwise one will think that, oh, I am successful and oh, this is very unproductive person. Why is he here and his services are unimportant, not important. He should not be here and only I should be the leader. Maya can capture in different ways. Mind can give justifications. So therefore one has to go more deeper and try to understand these subtle dynamics. How to receive the mercy of God? We are in front of God praying for His mercy. And God is watching all of us. Are we really praying for everyone? Or are we praying only, oh God, please give me more empowerment. But don't give to that another devotee. Certainly we may do so many prayers and God can understand everything. Let me go front. Let me be the top person. But the pure devotees, they pray for everyone's welfare. It's not that only they're empowered because they are praying for everyone. There is a deeper science. Lord checks everything. He checks everything is proper. Externally things are proper. Deeper consciousness is proper. His prayers are proper. Everything is checked. It is not just automatically something happens. Lord is, everything is calculated. He knows everything what is happening. So therefore, to come out of this cycle of birth and death, one has to develop higher consciousness. And this kind of details have been given. When the food comes, simple thing, sometimes we may like certain kind of food, and we are very happy that this kind of feast somebody has sponsored and everyone is taking prasadam together. And even this kind of culture is attracting even the grihasthas. They also feel that, okay, this is a great opulence of brahmacharis. They are taking prasadam together. So let us come and experience that. So sometimes they join with brahmacharis also. But let us experience that tremendous kind of positive mood. What is that in that culture that is giving so much of strength? So sometimes they also come and join. They are also welcome. And sometimes there are too many coming. But it's all right. So that kind of deeper level of consciousness one has to develop. The food, if something is good, very nice, we are happy. But sometimes one may not get good food. Sometimes it may be just ordinary khichdi, simple prasad. Still one should accept it as the mercy of God. Prasad. It is a mercy of God. God has given that mercy. Somehow that He has given this much today. One should be grateful. One has to develop that attitude. Then one will remain in the higher level of consciousness. One will not find faults. One will be always happy and satisfied. So this is very, very important to have that kind of understanding, to develop that kind of training to the mind. Lord also explains, yam hina vyathiyante purusham purushashkada samadukha sukham dhiram swamrutatvaya kalpate. Yam hina vyathiyante, one who is not disturbed because of the happiness or distress which comes on their own. Sometimes happiness and distress, they will come. Bodily pleasure and pain, matra sparsha sukham dhiram. Lord Krishna is explaining that one should tolerate these things. These things will come and go. The soul is not unaffected by such things. So therefore the gross things one should be able to tolerate first. They are the gross things. Then one can go more deeper. The whole process is to go more deeper. To develop that inner strength, the inner mind, inner consciousness, that one has to develop more. So even if there may be some changes externally, when the inner systems are stronger, one will be able to handle things properly. In today's world, the inner systems are weaker. Something goes wrong. People get disturbed. Oh, there is no proper food. There is always complaint. This is not food, good. Not good food. Every time there is complaining. Or sometimes, I don't know, people may throw food out of anger. That is not a good etiquette. It is the mercy of the Lord, or some other Lord's energy has come in the form of food. One should take it positively. So therefore, this is the consciousness one has to develop. And in that way one will be able to go to the higher levels. And we can see that if, because of lack of consciousness, this food problems are so much in the society. There are so much food problems in the society. Food scarcity, artificial. It has been created artificially. Right? There is enough food in the world. But somehow the internal consciousness has been affected. Therefore there has been so much imbalance in the society. Otherwise there is sufficient food. The whole ecosystem around has got collapsed almost. So therefore one may think that these principles have been explained in Bhagavatam and how to practice it. When somebody wants to take vanaprastha ashram, go and somewhere. In today's world it is almost difficult, impossible. Because earlier people had some kind of understanding that he is a vanaprastha, he is a sadhu, he is a sannyasi, give them some food. There was some culture. But in today's world it is almost vanishing. And therefore people cannot even take that decision of going, taking the vanaprastha and living such kind of life. It is so difficult. So Srila Prabhupada has made it simple by giving us these temples. ISKCON temples he has given. Where we are supposed to follow these principles. We are supposed to practice that in our life. And that kind of practical things have been given by them. Srila Prabhupada also, he would sometimes after the program he would distribute prasadam, and sometimes somebody would bring one apple or something, he would cut it and distribute to everyone. So how much he has given us that kind of practical tacit knowledge, how to practice that, and we can practice amongst the devotees. It is not that we have to go outside somewhere and practice it. In the very beginning when I had come, that time His Holiness Bhakti Rasamrita Maharaj, that time Devam Prabhu, he was, whenever there would be yatra, he would be going. After coming from yatra, he would bring some prasadam and give to the brahmacharis or those who could not go for the yatra. That is the practical example, personal example. That is a consciousness. That, okay, I went for the yatra and I brought some prasadam for you because you could not go. And please take that. At least you get the prasadam of the dham. Right? And I was observing that kind of culture. It was followed for some years. And after time, over a period of time, that is vanishing now. It is so unfortunate. Devotees go for yatra, they bring prasadam and they have their own groups where they distribute. So many times, only few brahmacharis, sometimes they come and tell Prabhu, little prasad I brought for you. Can you take? This is the prasad of Vrindavan, Dham, Mayapuri, Jagannathpuri. So that means that kind of family bonding is vanishing. Unfortunate. It is very unfortunate. You know, but if you are to restore that, we have to practice it. We have to struggle to maintain that. It may be a big austerity to give prasadam to our god brothers. Sometimes you may feel, oh, what is the need? He is already a devotee for so many years. He has eaten so much of Mahaprasad, and we know what happens in during yatra. Stay back. So we can give so many justifications. So many justifications we can give and avoid to meet devotees or sharing things. So basic thing, it's a basic, it's not a big rocket science. So basic etiquettes, basic courtesy. But that will please the Lord. Lord is sitting in everyone's heart and is observing whether we are following it or not. And we follow it sincerely with that attitude of service, He will give mercy. Or sometimes we may do out of some kind of external pressure, or sometimes we may think that, oh, okay, he has been telling, so I have to do this and let me just do it. Externally we may do it as an austerity. Of course, that will also purify. But it has to go more deeper. One has to practice this process from the heart. Then it becomes natural. It becomes a natural process. It is not an artificial imposition on the mind. Krishna consciousness is not an artificial imposition on the mind, Srila Prabhupada explained. It's a natural propensity of the soul. Serving each other, practicing, chanting. It's a natural proclivities of the soul. So therefore, the entire process, the external process, should help us to bring us to that inner consciousness, connect to the inner self. And when we connect with our inner self, then we'll be effectively connect with all people around us. If there is a disconnect within, then we are not able to connect with people around. That is a deeper science. One has to realize that there is some inherent problem inside my consciousness and I need to work on it. I am not able to see everyone equally and I need to improve. This is a process. Sadhana bhakti is therefore difficult. Coming together and chanting especially, so difficult. Sometimes you may think, oh, what he's doing, I'm feeling so uncomfortable. He's chanting so loudly. Sometimes you may feel, or he's just mechanical chanting he's doing. And I'm not able to focus. But we should know that there is a higher principle. At least somebody is there next to you chanting. So therefore the consciousness during chanting is very important. How we chant, in what consciousness we chant. Because that is the nourishment for our soul. During that chanting we should internalize tremendously, praying for our soul and for everyone. That will attract the mercy of the Lord. That will develop the taste for the chanting. And somebody struggling, we should feel compassionate. Oh, so unfortunate that during chanting he's not attentive, or maybe he's so tired. So we should be very compassionate to such souls. We should help them, not pull their ears. So let the process be keval ananda kanda. Should be happy, otherwise the same process becomes painful. The chanting, if one is chanting properly, one will see everyone as the soul, as a part and parcel of God. There are some special form in the spiritual world and they have performing their pastimes and one can see that. But once start seeing from the external levels, then one will start finding faults. So therefore there is a more deeper connection. The entire process of becoming situated in particular varna or ashrama is to connect with it. The whole processes have been given. Externally also one should be situated and internally also one should be situated. The external and internal there should be harmony. If there is no harmony between what I am internal and what I am external, then there is unrest. Then there is disturbance. So therefore, this is a gradual process of bringing one to that higher level. Higher level of consciousness. It is not, may not happen overnight. For some souls it may happen very fast. It's like Parikshit Maharaj, he was like a king. He was cursed and he gave up everything. And he totally fixed his mind, focused his mind on chanting and hearing, especially the hearing. And he became detached from his all the material obligations. And he achieved the perfection of life within 7 days. Right? We have been given enough time to practice that process very systematically, very step by step. So therefore one has to go more deeper. One should realize that the time is very short. Human form of life is very short, and one has to develop that consciousness. Gradually give up all the material attachments and become more fixed in devotional service. Not plan for the eternity in this material world. It is not possible. It is going to end. Suddenly it may end. And where will be taken, we don't know. Whether we are going to the Vaikuntha Loka or face of Yamadutas, we are to see, we don't know. So therefore one has to practice now. Yes, this is the time. I need to become serious in my practices of Krishna consciousness. Sincere, serious, and no ulterior motives. Because these are the qualities which will be decided, or they will be decided. These are the deciding factors. What is our next destination? How much service we did? That is also important. But what consciousness we develop ultimately? Are we developing the consciousness of servant of the servant of the servant? Therefore, sometimes in the beginning of our Krishna consciousness, the process appears so nice, right? Because it's a beginning and we are in the mood of servant of the servant. And we are, everybody we are saying, Prabhu, Prabhu, how can I serve you? But after some time, why we lose the taste? Because we lose that mood of servant. We start getting some extra caps, designations, spiritual designations, and we start behaving in that way. We start losing that mood of servant. Even sometimes that external may be given, but that external is given to help more, to serve more on a bigger level. Some position is given and this is given to serve in a bigger way. But as soon as we forget that, then we start losing the taste and chanting. So therefore one has to realize that these are, lot of things may appear to be external, but it has a more deeper connection with our consciousness. And in today's world, scientists are also realizing that there is something higher than the mind, higher than this metal body. It is not just a combination of the atoms. But where is this, some higher level of intelligence or consciousness is getting generated? There is something higher. And there have been a lot of evidences, experiments they have done. There are a lot of scientific journals and books our devotees have written to prove that there is something higher. And if that higher consciousness is functioning properly, we'll be able to function properly in this material world. So therefore, this is a some basic things about this verse. Anybody has any questions or comments? No question. We'll stop now. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.